Angel Sense offers two main options: a watch and what they call their classic wearable device.
So right off the bat, you've got a choice to make.
Exactly, and it's easy to get overwhelmed.
For sure.
And they're running a back-to-school promo right now with a free device.
Especially for that demographic, families with school-aged kids offering a free device. It's huge.
It's like they're saying, we see you, we hear your needs, we want to help. Back to choosing between the watch and the wearable.
Right, because that's a big decision.
It is, and the article lays out these six key questions, which I thought was really helpful to guide you.
Much better than just like feature overload.
Totally. So question one, how likely is your loved one to remove the device?
Whether intentionally or because of sensory sensitivities, that's key.
Yeah, and they really emphasize the secure attachment of the classic wearable.
Peace of mind is paramount. You don't want to constantly be worrying about it being ripped off.
And of course, age is a factor too.
Makes sense.
They recommend the wearable for under 14s and then the watch for 10 and up if they can manage a larger device.
Finding that sweet spot, right? Age appropriate, but also functional.
Totally. And speaking of, they talk about wearing flexibility.
Interesting.
Yeah, the classic wearable, because of its size, apparently has more accessory options.
Oh, so you can like attach it to clothing and stuff?
That's what it sounds like, which I imagine is important for versatility throughout the day.
It makes you think, where will this device be used the most? Home, school, out and about.
Such a good point. And then they get into visibility, like, is a visible device reassuring or potentially distracting?
That's such an important consideration, how it makes the wearer feel.
Right. Like, could it lead to unwanted attention or even stigmatization? They really want you to think about the social and emotional impact, not just the practicalities.
Because it's not just a tracking device. It's an extension of how they experience the world.
Exactly.
Love that they address that.
Okay, two more questions to go.
Hit me.
So is your loved one maybe almost ready for a smartphone, but not quite there yet?
I see that in-between stage.
The article suggests if a smartphone is on the horizon, but calls or more complex features are still overwhelming, the watch might be a good stepping stone.
Ease that transition to greater independence, yeah.
Okay. Last question, social settings.
Okay.
Do they spend a lot of time in environments where a watch would help them blend in or feel more included?
Again, that balance, right? Safety versus social integration.
It's a lot to consider, for sure. It really makes you think, there are so many factors to consider.
It's not just about slapping on a device and calling it a day.
Definitely not. But once you've weighed those factors, chosen your format, watch, or wearable, you'll be happy to know both come with features beyond basic tracking.
That's where Angel Sense really sets themselves apart.
Right. Like, they've really thought this through. People you actually talk to if you need help.
Okay, yeah.
They're staffed by parents of special needs children.
Wow.
I know.
That's brilliant, actually.
It just hits different.
It really does.
Like, you know, you're not getting some random customer service rep.
Totally. Someone reading from a script.
Right. These are people who get, you know, the ups and downs of caring for someone with special needs.
Shared experience, empathy, building that trust right away.
And it brings us back to what this technology is all about, supporting these individuals, empowering them.
To live their lives to the fullest. That's the goal.
Right. Exactly. And for caregivers, it's that balance, that sweet spot between safety and independence.
Because we want our loved ones to be safe.
Of course.
But also to experience the world, to explore, you know.
To not be limited, to have those barriers broken down.
Exactly. And that's the thing about technology. It's a double-edged sword in a way.
So true. You really have to be thoughtful, ethical about how you use it.
Absolutely. And every family, every individual will have their own comfort level.
Oh, for sure.
But the potential is huge, right? To open up those possibilities, to provide that reassurance, that peace of mind.
To know your loved one can explore a little more freely, a little more confidently. It's amazing.
It really is. And I think we get so caught up in the gadgets, the features, we forget the human side of it.
The human side.
Yeah, that intersection of technology and our deepest needs for connection, for safety, for belonging.
Wow, I love that. The intersection of technology and humanity.
It's not just what the tech does, it's what it enables.
The possibilities it unlocks.
Exactly. So as you explore this world of assistive technology, keep asking yourself.
Okay, I like this.
What brings you peace of mind? What empowers your loved one? What possibilities are out there?
Such good questions to consider.
Because ultimately that's what matters, right?
Absolutely. Finding those solutions that make a real difference.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive, hopefully leaving you all with a little more knowledge, a little more peace of mind, and maybe even a little more excitement for the future of assistive technology and what it means for you and your loved ones.